a large first DM for Lasso just be like.
Whoa. Get out. She's like, you little bitch.
Today we are joined by the lovely Lauren Alexis.
It was never like a date. It was always like kind of like, yeah, we're going to meet, we're going to eat something, and then we're going to fuck.
Welcome back to the Antisocial Podcast, brought to you by Adrian Flux. Today we are joined by the lovely Lauren Alexis.
Yay! I'm excited too, guys, don't worry.
Gonna need some alcohol to get me through this.
Yeah, we're all drinking. We're all drinking alcohol.
Yes.
Just
vodka
water.
In
just
a...
Water.
Wait, what are you...
Water. Water.
Are you just drinking water?
Yeah, just water.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm drinking lemonade.
So basically... Yeah.
Diet lemonade.
On the way here, Lauren was just like, do you want anything? So she went to a BP garage to just get a nice big bottle of Evian for all of us.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there's a little bag over there. I don't know what it's doing. I don't know what that's for.
Well.
Oh, my God.
You want to kick it off?
Yeah, I was going to ask. I think to kick it off, basically, we've just met you today.
Yeah.
But yous two, how did yous two first meet?
Well, I guess I'm...
Why are you smiling?
I'm thinking, obviously Cheshire, we met at the Sidemen Tinder, but then we started talking like after that, and ever since then we've just kind of got like closer and closer and closer and kind of like...
Why did he say into your DMs? Nice working with you today.
I actually don't think so. I think we were discussing something after something. I'm pretty sure because I don't remember. But it was like...
I'll take your hands off. It definitely was me who messaged first.
I think you didn't mention that. But the first few times we spoke, it was like, oh, can you do this for like Ethan's video? I need a clip of this, blah, blah, blah. And then we got closer after that. So I guess it was kind of like that.
Oh, okay.
So, for example, the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Oh, that was so creepy.
Yeah.
I literally filmed that like 10 times and I still hated it.
Wait, what's this? I'm going to send it.
Ethan's video, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, I was hosting it with him.
It was so awkward for me.
You know, like when Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, it goes in tiers.
Right.
So at the beginning, you get like some shit like a bueno. Then the top one was Lauren Alexis' daddy tier. Which I'm sure we will get onto at some point throughout the thing. But the daddy tier was like a big boy tier on our Patreon services.
Yeah. Oh, wait, so you knew each other at this point, though?
No, I just said, Lauren, I don't know you, but can I have your free daddy tier?
We were just kind of like, for example, he would be like, oh, I think this is good, blah, blah, blah. Can you do this, this, this? And then we just kind of got closer after that.
It was just using you.
No, I think we were
Did you never ask her what day was? No.
Would you just calm down?
Of course he'd ask how my day was.
So you just met at Sidemen Tinder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think we might as well kick it off with that if we're on the topic. How did that come about for you?
Okay, so the Sidemen Tinder, what actually happened was, I'm pretty sure it was either the Sidemen account or JJ's account. I think it was the Sidemen account.
Okay.
And they tweeted, we need UK YouTubers for the Sidemen Tinder. So I quote tweeted it and I was like, let's go. I was like, okay, I'm down.
Okay.
I was gutted.
And then JJ messaged me and was like, hey, do you want to like come on this date?
It's all right.
He was like, do you want to come on this date? And then he changed the date and then he changed the date back. So I was just like, yeah, that's fine. And it was probably about 2 weeks before we went into lockdown. So it was actually because it was just at the end of February where we filmed.
Oh, it feels so long ago.
Yeah, it feels like a year ago. But like it was only a few months ago. But it was just at the end. I'm pretty sure it was like the 25th or something in that February. And originally they were going to change it, I think, to the 26th of March, which would have been in lockdown. Mm-hmm. So obviously it wouldn't have happened then. Mm-hmm. However, he was like, oh, yeah, do you want to do this, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah, okay, like, I'm down for it. And then I actually got there on the day and I went to the YouTube studios. It was so awkward for me.
Is this the first, like, YouTube thing you'd done, like, event
It was
kind
the
of
first
thing?
Kind of thing I'd done where I've met, like, other bigger YouTubers, you know what I mean?
Like, collab-wise.
Yeah, exactly.
It was quite weird, though, for that whole event because I didn't know who a lot of these girls were.
I knew a few of them
but some I didn't know.
Yeah,
but I've made friends with a lot of them from specifically that.
Els was in that video as well.
Yeah, Els was there. Yeah, so then I got there and then I was like to the person, I was like, yeah, I'm here for the Sidemen video, blah, blah, blah. And she was like, go downstairs to the studio like two, and I went down and Vic was there and he was like, hello. And I was like, I've been sent down here. And he was like, why? And I was like, I've just been sent down here.
Such a hell, Vic.
And it was so awkward. And he was like, no, go back upstairs. So then Someone took me back upstairs. I think his name was John. I can't remember.
John, yeah. The other camera.
And he took me back upstairs, and then Els was there, and that's where I met Els. And then me and Els started talking. She said how she moved from like Manchester to London, that kind of stuff. But yeah.
So she was the first person you met there?
Yeah. And then I think Kira came, and then Millie T came, and then like Becky came and stuff like that. And then everyone got like friendly with each other.
And she. Yeah, Chi with a C.
No, I think she came a little bit later, but she then her, right. Yeah, she came and then Becky was there. Yeah, there was loads of people there.
So what happens in like the process? Because obviously you have all these girls, but like, is it literally like they're like, just look at someone and they go.
No, so they took us down in like groups. So there was like group one, group two, and the group was like three or four people. Okay. I think it was maybe four or five. I can't remember. Mm-hmm. But then you'd go like one after each other and you'd stand like in the hallway. And I was with, who was I with? Millie.
Yeah, I just remember shaking your hand. That was it.
I can't remember. I was with Anita and she was so funny.
Oh, so was Anita the Tourette's?
Yeah, she's so funny. Yeah, her part was my favourite part. I loved it. I was like, that's so funny.
I nearly had a really awkward moment with her.
Wait, really?
Yeah, because we were filming and I kept hearing this... Whatever the hell it was, like, I thought it was someone's. I thought it was someone's.
Yeah, no, it sounds like a text tone. Yeah.
And I thought it's someone like just didn't turn their phone off, and we're filming, so I was literally about to be like, "Can someone turn their phone off?" And then, as I've opened the door, she does it right in my face. I'm like, "Thank God I didn't say anything." Thank God.
Oh my God.
Because we're not briefed on who's coming in. Because there were, I opened the door once, and then I looked down, and there was a girl in a wheelchair. I was like, "Right, that was one." And then there was the other one was Tourette's, and then there was you. And Jesus.
It's like an audio.
What's in the box?
So when it was your time to go up, how were you feeling?
I was
then?
Nervous. Like I was really nervous. Was it you that I met at the door?
Yeah.
I opened the door. Yeah. So then I was just like, no. I remember. I literally remember. And then you were like, oh yeah, it's Lauren, blah blah. And I was like, they're definitely looking at my Instagram right now. And you were just like, I heard everything you just said. Do you remember? And I was just like, I can't remember who I was talking to, but I was talking to someone. I was like, they're definitely looking at my Instagram, looking at my ass right now. You were like, yeah, I can hear everything that you just said.
Oh, yeah. So that, yeah. I remember they were just chatting outside. I was like,
right.
And then I went in, and at first I was nervous, but then after a while, I was just like, you know what? Like,
yeah, what's that like? Just lads just coming up to you and just sitting there chatter blinds?
It was funny. I mean, Toby's one, I didn't like hear what he said, so I just kind of went along with it. So he said something, he was like, oh, I did have a line, but Harry stole all of them, obviously like a drug joke kind of. Yeah. And I was just like...
Classic Toby.
We don't condone that on this channel. No drugs, no lines.
But I was just like, I just kind of like laughed it along because I didn't understand what he said.
Yeah.
But then after I left, I was just like, I should have got Toby to say another line like at the end where literally. They were like, oh, why did you say no? At the end, they were like, why did you say no? I should have said, like, oh, blah, blah, blah. But then I didn't hear Toby's one to get him to do another one. However, obviously, I didn't really think of that at the time. But yeah, no, I wasn't, like, at first I was nervous going in. But as soon as I walked into the room, I wasn't nervous at all.
Really?
And I do get really bad nerves sometimes, but I didn't. Yeah. And I was just like, you know what? Like, I actually felt pretty confident, which
is
all right.
You don't have to really do that much, do you, apart from, like, left or right?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
But you want to be entertaining enough.
Yeah, you've got to kind of give them an answer. Like the Stephen Tries thing. I don't know if you guys watch that, but you've probably seen it back. And I did like, I always lick my teeth and I did a really sexual look to Stephen Tries. And everyone was like, oh my God, did you see the way she looks at Stephen Tries?
What was Stephen's line here?
What was Stephen's one? It was like, something about, can I put something in your small box or something? It was very graphic. And then I was just like, to be honest, you look like you've got a bit of a small package.
I think I remember that.
Then everyone was like, oh my God, blah, blah, blah. So I did actually DM him saying like, I'm sorry, you know, like we're all good. But yeah, it was funny. I wasn't actually nervous when it actually got to the thing.
Yeah.
But before I was just like, because when I can't remember who we came over, but one of the film crew came over and then someone else, like a lady came over and was like, yeah, we're going to take the first people. And everyone was like, I don't want to do it. And all the girls were like, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. I don't want to go first.
Well, no, I can imagine it's so nerve wracking because obviously...
Because as well, you don't know what they're going to say.
And you were
a minimal sleeper as well. That night. I remember you saying...
Yeah, no, I hadn't slept the night before. I went to sleep at what, like 7 a.m. I got up at 8 because obviously I live in Essex. I got driven there. Actually, I drove myself there. And then I got
Adrian
my Flux, manager.
We do not condone a tired driving.
Yes, always get eight hours sleep before you drive.
What car do you drive?
I drive a BMW X6.
It's all right for some.
It's a big car, but I do have
as
troubles
you were
with it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I drove my car and then my manager drove my car to like a car park and then just waited for me.
Must be nice.
Then, But no, I drove myself. And then, I was sitting there for an hour, like stressing, like, what are they going to say?
You got a valet service. Like, you drop it off at the location, and then it just drives you off for you.
But yeah, no, when I walked in and I went downstairs, and Vic was like, yeah, we're just still setting up. I was just like, oh my God, this
I think that's
so
actually
awkward.
Vic flirting.
No, no, honestly, he was just like,
What were you doing here?
No, he was
like, please wait for me upstairs.
He was just like, Christian Grey.
Christian,
no,
oh my God.
No, but he was just like, yeah, we're not ready yet. And I was just like, oh my God, like this is, because I was the first person there as well. And I actually got there, like, okay, I think 5 minutes late. So everyone else was late anyway.
It always happens.
But I was just like, oh my God.
So
and what, then,
what happens afterwards? Like, so you've done your thing, and then like you come off, it's just go back in the room.
They fuck off.
Yeah, no, really? you literally just go home.
Do you not like chat with the side men after or anything?
No, you literally just go
it's
home.
It's not meet and greet, mate.
Like, for example,
I went to the pub with Becky after, but that's just me and Becky.
I was meant to go, but I said no. Oh God, I would have met you then.
This is probably private, but did anyone of the side men try and DM you after?
Or
even any? Yeah.
I've spoken to a few of them, and I'm quite friendly with a few of them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Out of all of them, I'd probably say I'm closest to JJ, Ethan, and Toby, potentially. Yeah. Like, okay. JJ's kind of like a person, like, I can DM him as a mate, and it's kind of like banter between us. So that's good. But then I guess Ethan, obviously... Yeah, no, Ethan's still a good guy, you know? Like, I've spoken to him, like, quite a lot. I haven't like spoken to him as much recently, but for example, like if I'd post a story, he'd sometimes reply like something jokey, and then if he posted a story, I'd reply something jokey.
Yeah, so just that kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. And then Toby, we spoke about like a few videos, like video ideas and stuff like that. But I mean, the others, I didn't really speak to them that much. Obviously, the whole thing happened with Calix, so he asked me on a date.
No, it was a legit thing. Yeah. Talk to us about that.
Talk
to us about the whole luck situation.
Oh, so gosh. He was like, oh yeah, do you want to go to like Nobu, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah. And I gave him my number. And then as soon as I walked out the building, he texted me and was like, oh yeah, do you want to actually go? And I was just like, lol, you know, like that's jokes. Like, I always say that's jokes to everything. And he, like the other day he was like, why do you always say that's jokes? And I was just like, he's just always going to hear that from me.
That's so sad.
So did you go on the date with Callum?
No. I was just like, honestly, we don't have to go to Nobu. Like, I'd rather, honestly, a McDonald's. But
I know I was going to say Nobu. No. Can you imagine turning down Nobu?
Yeah, but yeah, number one, bougie. But number two, imagine you say, do you want to come to Nobu with me? And someone goes, that's jokes.
That's so... What is
Nobu? No, I didn't say that's jokes. I didn't actually turn to him and say that's jokes. I was just like, I'd rather a McDonald's. Yeah, like, I literally said, I'd rather a McDonald's.
What is Nobu?
Nobu's like a really bougie place. Like,
what, David Fitz?
You like the Simon Boys and all of that, they did like a Fitness February last year where...
Oh, yeah, the loser had to pay for the meal.
There you go. And that's Nobu.
Oh,
and it came
God,
to like 15K or something.
We should all go to Nobu, us four.
Yeah,
that'd be so fun.
On you.
Yeah, let's go. Okay, let's go.
Okay. It's on camera. We'll do it. I'm down for it.
That'd be so funny. I've never been to Nobu.
Really?
Have you?
No. I'm wearing a PE kit.
I'm a really fussy eater, so I feel like anywhere I go is just like a waste because I'm probably going to eat like one thing on the menu.
Bro, apparently they have a Wagyu steak there that is literally like butter, like it melts in your mouth.
Just to confirm, this is not sponsored by Nobu. I like my steak well done though. I need to have
it. Get a well done steak.
I had Wagyu steak in Cyprus and it was like, I think like 1.5 ounces or 2 ounces for like €60 or something. And it was literally like 2 bites and I was just like,
see, Calix could have led you a better life, but
but you said no.
The thing is, it's knowing me, I would have gone with Calix and I would have still been like, oh, I'm paying. Like, I'm not going to let you pay. Like, I hate people paying for me. I prefer
that's
paying.
That's interesting. So
yeah.
Do you prefer like paying for a date?
Yeah, no, I think even when I go out with like guys and stuff, like, I don't really go out with guys as much as like, I don't know, not necessarily like a normal girl would. But for example, I know people from my school who go out with like guys like all the time, like every week, for example. But even when I go out, I always prefer paying for myself. Like, even when I go out with my
friends. Paying for yourself or paying for the other?
No, paying for myself and then paying for that person. Like, I'll always be like, you know what, I'll get the bill. I just feel like it's a nice gesture.
I feel too guilty if they offer to pay.
And as well, I've had it in the past where I was younger and people would be like, do you want to half the meal? And they'll be like, yeah, but yours cost more than mine, so like, I don't want to half it. And it's like,
I get that.
Oh, I had a really awkward story once.
Go for it.
Was it the very first date I went on? I think it was probably the first date I went on, and it was to Nando's. I'd never been to Nando's before.
First date to Nando's? Like Adnan Yana's eye out here.
Nando's is
peng though.
Yeah,
but it is a little bit overrated.
Yeah, well, I was like, I've never been. And then obviously I was like nervous about ordering food because I'd never been before. Yeah. She's like, do you want me to go up and order? I was like,
yeah, sure, if you want, this is what I want. And I didn't realize that you actually pay for it when you go up for it. So I made her pay for it. And then at the end, I was like, oh, should we get the bill? She was like, what do you mean? I was like, bill. She's like, I've paid for it. I was like, oh, and I felt so bad.
Oh, no.
I felt so bad.
Did you make it up to her?
Oh, I
have to say they never met again.
I did send the transfer money to Australia. Oh, I felt awful. Okay. Felt awful. I didn't know that's how you paid
it. That's an understandable one. For me, like, if I take a woman out or something, they would assume that I'm paying the bill. It's never a problem with me if I would like do it. It's always an offer. Yeah. But
it is a bit
if
like,
they just like, oh, you're paying, yeah, I'll be like, well, no, now it's 50-50.
I don't think girls should ever assume that the guy's going to pay. Some people do, though.
Like, a lot do.
I've never had it.
I don't want to like be mean, but like my sister, for example, her boyfriend works more than her. He earns more than her. And like if she goes out and she's like, oh, I really want this, he'll be like, oh, I'll buy it for you. Like he's a.
That's nice of him.
I'm not gonna be like he's a simp for her. She simps for him. Like I love you, Ellie, but like I'm not gonna lie.
I used to know it though when I was like skint. I'd be like, oh, I don't even have enough to pay for both of us just for myself.
But sometimes he always offers to pay, and I just couldn't deal with someone always paying for me. Like
I get that.
I think that's like too
guilty. That's always on Twitter, like a big debate whether like the girl should pay or the lad should pay or what.
I mean, it depends on your own situation. Like I remember my first relationship, I was always like, oh crap, I've got no money, and she had like a full-time job and she was like, it's fine, I've got it. And then I always felt guilty. Like I had a really nice burger and I walked out feeling guilty for eating a really nice burger. Now you should be really happy for having a nice burger. Assuming it's a really good vegan burger. They did it in Walthamstow. Anyway,
that
ended badly.
Well, I think we'll lead on to it. Is for me as well, is there any, what's your most embarrassing thing you've had with a lad? Would you say?
Like date-wise.
Let's talk about date.
I'm not going to lie, I've literally been on like hardly any dates. Like usually, for example, even when I was back in school, because at the moment I'm just kind of like, I just do my own thing. I focus on myself, that kind of thing. But when I was back in school, for example, I'd like, even if I went out with a guy, it was never like a date. It was always like kind of like, yeah, just we're going to meet, kind of we're going to eat something and then we're going to fuck, that kind of thing. It was never like...
That's still a date, though.
Let's go Morley's and fuck.
No, but it's not really a date. Like, it'd be like, let's go Nando's and then fuck, you know? Yeah, anything serious.
But you're into the person, so it is still romantically there. It's romantically motivated or sexual.
No starters, no desserts.
Just straight...
Straight the main.
Main afters.
But yeah, I wouldn't say I've ever been on, like, a proper, like, real date. Really? Like, you dress up kind of thing. I've never been on anything like that. Like, I've never, like, actually dressed up for a date and stuff like that. So, if you guys
want to
take me on a date, that's fine.
Oh.
Guys.
I mean, Charlie Lewis.
You guys can take
me together.
I mean, if you're paying for Nobu, then
I'll dress up.
Yeah, sure.
And we can
like
all dress
up. Three we'll be like a poly relationship, a poly date.
Let's go.
This podcast took a turn for the worst now.
I guess one thing I wanted to ask before we move on to other things is on the topic of like the Sidemen, Tinder thing. How did that like affect you? Where have you gone on from that? Like you had quite a big platform before, right?
Yeah, so when I went on the Sidemen Tinder, I think I had about 880,000 followers on Instagram already. And I think I had, I don't know, really remember how many followers I had on YouTube, but I think I had about 350, 400K maybe. And I think I'm about to hit 500, which was my goal for like the end of the year.
Nice.
However, I get a lot of DMs saying, oh, the Sidemen made you, blah, blah, blah. And obviously they did help my platform. Mm-hmm. However, I did already have nearly 900,000 followers on Instagram before that. Yeah. And when I hit 1 million, I did actually message JJ. And I was like, I want to like say thanks to you. Because obviously he invited me onto the Sidemen Tinder. I was like, you helped me get that push to 1 million. But of course, I did already have like nearly 900,000 followers before. So I did kind of build the platform and build my YouTube myself. And I was doing all that stuff before the Sidemen. Like, it's not like I do videos and, for example, I'm like, oh, yeah. It's not like I make all my videos about, like, the Sidemen and stuff like that. Do you know what I mean?
Put, like, KSI in the title.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the aim with it, just to get exposure. So do you, obviously, enjoy it as well? Or?
I enjoy it, for example, like, if I'm, like, for example, when I'm in Cyprus next week or in a week and a half or whenever I go, I can't remember, like, 12 days or something. When I go there, for example, I'm going to do a bikini haul by the pool because I've got my own villa. So that's going to be a video that I enjoy doing. I'm going to try on a bunch of new bikinis that I'm actually going to buy in Cyprus. Post that onto YouTube.
It must be nice to have your own villa. Like,
can we come?
I'm just going to go to the villa and do a
Charlie was like, oh, come on, I'll carry the bag.
tonight at Love Island. Whoa.
You'll carry the bags.
Oh no, she's going to take me no
different kind of bags.
Different kind of bags.
I'll be off. I'll see you later.
I'll be literally be a butler for the weekend. Take me to Nobu. I'll eat a Wagyu steak and then we'll go. You know.
Obviously, I grew up in Cyprus, so it's.
Really?
Yeah, I grew up in Cyprus.
Yeah, talk to us about that. What was your like kind of life story to hear?
So I was born obviously in 1999. Then when I was from the age of like 0 to 5, my mum used to live in Greece, and then. When she was in Greece, pregnant with me, she said she was going to call me Paige. And then the Greek people were like,
no, Paige Alexis.
That's like a page, like a book. Like, you can't call her after a book. And she was like, oh, shit, okay, I'll call her Lauren, which is a basic name anyway. But anyway, so she called me Lauren. And
my
then
cousin's called Paige.
She moved back to the UK, or she came back to the UK 3 days before I was born. So I was actually born on my exact due date. So she was kind of like, she was like, right, this baby is coming soon. Like, I need to get back to the UK. So she came back to the UK. And then after 2 weeks of me being born, she moved back to Greece. And then I lived in Greece for a year. Then she moved back to the UK. She bought a hotel. And then she owned the hotel until I was 6, I think. And then when I was 6 until I was 11. When I was 6, we moved house. And then I moved to Cyprus. I didn't get told anything about it. Obviously, I was 6. And then when I was 11, I'd moved back to the UK. So when from the age of like 6 to 11, I lived in Cyprus, which is, I think, so a lot of people always say I sound really Australian, like when I talk, which I don't see myself, but I get loads of comments saying like, oh, you
I can
sound
see the
really
Australian. Is it AQA or AQI? It's just like you ask a question at the end of a statement. That, it doesn't matter. It's basically when Australians do.
What the fuck you've gone on about?
No, she's saying about Australia.
I can see the AQI in your voice.
Wango. You're coming for me today. I swear to God. No, look, when you ask a question at the end of the sentence, it's what a lot of American people do.
But yeah, so...
Australian,
but you
fuck.
Random letters like fucking Newton's Law.
The AQ7Y to the power of 3.
But yeah, I get a lot of comments saying like, oh, you sound really Australian, blah, blah, blah. And it's like specific words that I would pronounce sound Australian. But I think where I grew up from the age of like 6 to 11, where I was mainly learning to speak English and stuff, I wasn't learning English in a British country. I wasn't in Essex growing up. So I think that's why my accent's a little bit different
I don't know
if this
is a
Essex accent.
If this is a stupid question, what language do they speak in Cyprus?
Cypriot.
Cypriot.
So there's Greek, but then there's Cypriot, and it's the same language, but Cypriot is a slang Greek.
So it's kind of similar.
What do the Turkish Cypriots speak? Turkish, right?
I'm Turkish, assuming. Yeah.
Because they speak Greek, it's very confusing.
I went to the Turkish side once when my mum, like one of my mum's many boyfriends.
Oh, the Turkish side as well?
Yeah, so part of Cyprus has been invaded by Turkey.
Did you not know that?
Well, the part of Cyprus is
like
Turkey.
Cyprus
is like half
Cyprus is invaded by Turkey.
It's
and you can't get in there. Like,
is that kind of like the French in Canada? Like they've got French Canada?
No, because when you walk across, they have a no man's land, yeah. And I went to Cyprus when I was younger. I walked across there. They have literally like a border, like no man's land, like no one goes there.
Yeah.
And there's bullet holes on the side of buildings.
Yeah, and there's like washing from like...
Is that like Kurdistan between like Turkey and Syria?
Bro, I've never been there, so I couldn't tell you if it was like it, but it is a strange place.
Yeah,
basically, rumour
has
it that Lauren Alexis was on the front line.
Well, since you've
hold on.
Since you've got your villa, does that mean that we can come join?
Come guys.
I love swimming.
Come on. Flights are like 100 quid.
Oh, my God.
Can you
imagine swimming
I can't
more?
Swim.
Charlie was telling me this.
Why are you telling me I can't swim?
Because he really loves swimming. I was like, Lauren
can't
swim. Maybe you should have a conversation.
I've got free swimming sessions
booked
this week.
I can barely doggy paddle, honestly. I'm really
free swimming.
Swimming.
I love swimming.
I've got an excuse for it, though.
How can you not swim?
So basically, I used to be able to swim really really well. And I'd be able to like swim from the length of the pool to like the big length.
The shallow end.
Yeah, the shallow. That's it. To like the deep end. That's it. And then... One time, I think I was 7 or 8, and when I lived in Cyprus, there was like a corner shop where you'd be able to buy like cigarettes and alcohol. And my mum went and said to the people that she was like, if I send my kids to buy cigarettes and like alcohol from you, and even though they're really young, I was like 7, my brother and sister are younger than me, so they were like 5 or 6. She was like, you're going to have to serve them because it's for me, it's not for them. So one
start
time...
Start them young.
No, it's actually a really fucked story. Oh. And then, I was, you know those like plastic patio chairs and tables? Like the white plastic ones?
Yeah.
So I was sitting on one of them, and my mum's boyfriend at the time, who was a horrible, horrible person, like, you're so horrible.
What's
I
his
hate
name?
You.
What's his name?
I'm not going to say
fuck
his
you,
name,
Derek.
Derek.
Fuck you, Derek.
But yeah,
Derek.
So he was like, can you go and get me some Benson and Hedges silver? And I was like... Yeah, I was like, sure, like, okay. And then he started taking the piss about, like, the Benson Hedges, and he started pointing at the hedge and saying, like, oh, yeah, imagine, like, the hedge was silver, blah, blah, blah.
Carry on.
And then he was taking the piss. So then I was just like, if you're going to take the piss, like, I won't go. So then he picked me up whilst I was on the chair and he threw me into the pool in the deep end. And my leg got caught in the chair and I had a whole bruise up my thigh. I was literally nearly drowning. I was underwater for about a minute and a half to 2 minutes. I was seven and I couldn't get back up. And he was just laughing about the fact that he'd thrown me in because I wouldn't go and get him a packet of cigarettes.
Wait, how long was your mum with him? Like,
my mum was with him for about 6 or 7 years.
Was so from, like, did you know him from growing up?
No, I knew, she met him when we lived in Cyprus. But yeah, so, and then my mum and him split up when we got back to the UK. She got really depressed. He met like another woman and then she's like really rich. So he like lives off her now. So yeah.
But that's a really fucked story that though. He just took in. And
ever since then I've never gone in the sea or like the water. I'm horrified of it. I won't go in unless it's like under my waist.
From that, just that moment?
Yeah, I hate it.
Well, I'm the opposite. I love swimming and I nearly drowned when I was four because I was sexist. Four-year-old me was extremely sexist and nearly got himself drowned.
Do you hate women?
No.
Cyprus.
No. I was in Zante.
He hates me.
I was in Zante actually, and then I was swimming with my armbands and that whatever, and there was a girl the same age as me. We became pals, and then one day I seen her swimming in the pool with no armbands, same age as me, and I was like, a fucking girl can do it. I can do it. Yeah. When if she can do it, I can do it. Oh, took off my armbands, jumped in, drowned.
And well, you didn't drown because you're still here.
No, I'm still here.
Unfortunately for you.
No, don't be mean.
for probably about 30 seconds, 45 seconds, I was underwater. And then I just seen this big hand come from above me and like just grab pull me.
It was a girl.
It was a girl. She's like, you little bitch.
She's like,
you're a pussy. A girl with no armbands was just pulling Lewis up.
You were 4 years old. How did you have that much toxic masculinity when you were four? Oh,
God, no.
Your dad's just shouting at you.
I know.
And then, it was my dad that saved me. So, yeah. Now I love swimming.
Crazy.
I love swimming.
Well, I love talking about drowning stories.
That's mad.
Yeah. Lauren, I want to ask you a quick question. What do you think of this studio space? That
I love it. I love the real wall texture, Charlie.
It's nice, isn't it?
It's really good. It's
everyone keeps on
asking. Oh, you know what? I could do some ASMR against
it. No, please. None of that.
Everyone keeps on asking in the comments, and everyone keeps on saying, is this a wallpaper? Is this a wall? So it's like a fake wall on a wall, just to clarify. Yeah. So it is a wall, but on a wall. It's a wall on a wall.
It's just been specifically designed.
It's a room in a room. It's Inception.
Way. Exactly, yeah.
So on the wide angle, you might be able to see up there, there's a nice picture of I'm Alex. So you, after this podcast, are going to be on the wall. So it's kind of like he's kissed him.
Oh, okay.
For our podcast listeners on Spotify and Apple, Lewis has just stood up and giving it a nice little kiss. But on the topic of Spotify and Apple, I just want to say that we can head over after the podcast is done here on the video and you can check out our life advice that we're going to give you. But
we do this every episode.
We should do that and Lauren will be helping us on that. But I just want to say
good at giving advice.
You are, aren't you?
Yeah, like, don't cry.
Absolutely. Yeah, that was awful. Absolutely awful.
Don't be depressed. No, don't cry. That's literally don't kill yourself.
But I think right now is a good time to go straight into a little integration saying thank you to our sponsors, Adrian Flux.
All right, guys, once again, welcome to the sponsor of today's episode. And I know what you're thinking. Yes, we are wearing different clothes. And that's because in this episode, we probably drank a bit too much and we've had to record this afterwards.
Yes, however, we didn't drive when we drank because that is the sponsor of today's podcast, Adrian Flux.
That was a good little one.
Thank you very much. Now, if you don't know already, Adrian Flux are amazing for young drivers. So if you're looking to get your first car insurance, maybe you want to save money on your car insurance, they do a variety of offers such as black box deals. So where can people find Adrian Flux, Lewis?
It will be in the first link in the description, I'm sure, Cameron, as always.
You're very right. So go and click that. Thank you, Adrian Flux. They are the... legends.
We love yous.
We love you.
I'll take you out for dinner.
Oh, okay.
I just kind of want to know, how did you get to where you've got to right now with your current career choice, so to speak, or your...
Yeah, I guess.
Like,
so
what is it exactly like for people who don't know who you are, do you do?
When I was like 11, I left Cyprus. My mum left for a reason that I'm not going to mention because it's a bit against the law.
Private.
I'm not going to lie.
Private.
Yeah, so I came back when I was 11. I went to junior school and I had like half of year six left. So people, if there's any Americans watching this, you want to know what obviously year six is. But then I went to, secondary? Yeah, I went to high school. And then when I left high school, I started kind of doing YouTube, I guess on the side. So I was still working. I was just working like a normal retail job. Mm-hmm. So then I started doing it on the side. And then I guess I started doing like reactions and stuff like that. Then I made a normal channel. And then I kind of just took off from there. I didn't start OnlyFans straight away. Like I have an OnlyFans and a Patreon. But I started Patreon in like, I think 2017.
What's the YouTubers first?
Yeah, I started YouTube in like early 2017, late 2016.
Is that something you've...
I think. I'm not 100% sure on the date, so I could be like wrong. But yeah, so I started that and then I started doing reactions and stuff. And then late 2017, I think December maybe, I started my Patreon. And then this year I started my OnlyFans. So yeah.
Were you a massive fan of like any YouTubers growing up? Like for you to get into that first? For me it was.
Yeah, no, like I wasn't actually a huge fan of YouTubers. Like, I knew of like Zoella, I knew of like KSI, that's kind of stuff.
Who did you watch back in the day though? No one. Did you not watch anyone before?
I literally used to watch no one. Like I never specifically watched anyone.
Same as you, isn't it?
Same as me.
But like I knew of people, but I never specifically sat there and actually thought like, oh, I'm so excited for this video that's going to drop on Tuesday. Do you know what I mean? Like I never specifically watched people, but then I started doing it and I started live streaming. And then I don't know if you know of the live streaming app YouNow.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
They signed me and they were like, we want you to be a partner. You've got to stream this many hours per day. And I started doing that and I started making money from that. And then eventually I left that and then I just started doing YouTube myself, blah, blah, blah. And I started my main channel and then I just kind of went from there. But I didn't actually start OnlyFans until recently.
What was the leap for you to just be like, I want to start on OnlyFans? Like why? Like what?
I started a Patreon and when I first started my Patreon, I wasn't really showing much. It was kind of like booty pics. Like, you know, like I was wearing like normal shorts, that kind of thing. Like you could see my ass, but you couldn't see like my nude ass, you know?
Yeah.
So I kind of started like that and then it just kind of like graduated from there. But I started that when I think 2017, end of 2017, because I was confident with my body and the whole way through school, I used to get hate for being thick, like having a big ass, like having big thighs and having a slim like waist.
I mean, stupid for a second, yeah.
I used to get hate for it because and like people used to literally call me fat because I had like big thighs and stuff. But now it's literally the trend. Like everyone loves people with like big thighs.
So people used to give you hate for like...
Yeah, like really? I know people who I met like after I did my GCSEs, obviously in 2015. And I'm not going to specifically mention them, but you know who you are.
Just taking photos from your villa. Yeah.
with the butt in angle as well. Just like, oh, my butt's sitting down.
But yeah, no, like people used to literally like they'd be like, oh, she's fat, like she's got thick thighs, she's fat, that kind of stuff. Like even though I had a slim waist, like a big bum, big thighs, and like I was skinny on like the rest of my body, people would say I was fat simply because I had like thick thighs and a big bum. Which obviously now people are like, oh my god, I wish I
was
had
that more girls
girl.
Or boys? Because I feel like boys. From like my experience, when girls used to get made fun of for having like big thighs, it'd always be girls, never really guys.
No, it was mainly boys. And in my school, when it came to prom, we had like a competition, like who had the biggest ass. And I came runner up with someone, which is actually funny. But the girl was more popular than me, which is why she won. However, the girls in my school were like, you know what? If someone has a fat ass, like they have a fat ass, and they loved it. But the guys were just like, it wasn't even the guys at my school. Like the guys at my school and the guys I was like kind of into at my school loved the fact that I had like a nice ass. But when I left school and after I did my GCSEs, I met like a new group of people. And then when I met the new group of people, they were like, oh, like I had a thick ass and a thick thighs, they'd call me fat.
So what about your mental health then? Was that a big impact on it or not?
Like, so that was in like 2015, 2016, and my mental health from like 2014 was pretty bad. And I've had, like, for example, you know, like, cams and stuff. I saw cams.
Oh, you love them?
What?
Cams.
Comms.
Yeah, no, they came to my school and called me.
Why did he get so passionate about
them?
No, I see comms.
No, comms are unbelievable. Yeah, they're, like, for the
everyone tells me to get them, but I don't know, like...
No, not
comms. Cams.
Like, K-A-L-M-S?
No, I know them. They're, like, the sleep... You know, like... Child adolescent mental health services, like in the UK. Yes.
That changed. That just changed the whole tone of the whole thing.
No. I've tried. Oh yeah, that's.
We knew what you meant. That was a test.
We can pretend.
That's a test. You passed. Well done.
But anyway, so they came to my school when I was in like year 10, and everyone was like, "Why are you being like called out of science?" Blah blah blah. And I said, "Saw them." I said, "I was fine, obviously." Blah blah blah. And then as I got older, it didn't really affect me as much. Obviously, people saying things about me like I was fat. Blah blah blah. But as I was like 17, 18, I got really, not necessarily depressed, but I got really anxious, mainly depressed, obviously. And I started experiencing things like, not necessarily like just psycho kind of things. For example, I would see bugs, I would feel bugs on me, that kind of thing. So then I got put on a lot of tablets. I had to see a psychiatrist. And then I think in 2018, I did make a video about it, but it is now private. I tried to kill myself in 2018, which is a bit deep. Mm-hmm. However, I tried jumping in front of a car. Police took me and they took me to like a mental health unit. Jesus. Ages away. It was about an hour or two away.
Jesus.
And that kind of stuff. But then they put me on loads of medication, et cetera, et cetera. Then I left there and I had such a positive mindset. Like as soon as I left that place, like the day I left, I was like, you know what? I need to sort my life out. And I started taking tablets and stuff. And after a month or so, I was felt so much better. Yeah. And ever since then, my mental health has been good. Other than like other like health problems, obviously, that you know about that have happened to me. Other than that, my mental health has been absolutely perfect.
Was it like the mental health, do you think that stemmed from comments that people made in school?
I don't think it stemmed from comments people made in school. I think it stemmed from when I was younger. When I was younger, okay, I had a lot of shit happen to me.
Yeah. Do you think that the comments and maybe continual like aggression towards you might have been like a catalyst for that kind of...
I don't think it was. I'm one of those people who, when I get hate comments, I don't really react to them. I see hate comments and I'm just like, you're a hater, you know? Mm. So when I see positive comments, it makes me happy. But when I see like really bad hate comments, I just kind of ignore them, because at the end of the day, if you're sitting there on your computer and you feel the need you have to hate on someone else online, what else have you got to do with your life? You know, I've never sat and left a hate... I don't know about you guys, but I've never sat there... And
maybe when I was like 10, maybe.
Like, even when I was like 10, I've never sat and actually left a hate comment to someone, because like...
I think I used to abuse people on World of Warcraft, but that was the worst it ever got.
Yeah, but mine was all gaming related. It was
But like, I've never sat and left a hate comment on anyone. And YouTube's always so, to be so...
I've said this. YouTube's... Like, people will be like, oh, do you get hate... Oh, jeez. On YouTube or that. And I'm like, well... It builds you such a thick skin,
exactly.
So quickly,
like, because people can say stuff to me.
The first few, you'll be like, oh, jeez. But then after like 10, you'll be like, ah, fuck it.
Exactly. Yeah. Like honestly, like the hate comments I used to get compared to what I get now, and I get a lot now. Mm-hmm. But like even now, my YouTube comments versus my like hate comments are very, very like I get a huge like small amount of hate comments. But even when I get hate comments now, I'm just like, okay, like, but you're hating for what? Like, you're literally hating because you're not happy with your own life. Like, I would never leave a hate comment on anyone.
Well, do you know in 2018, what you've just said there about, like, obviously killing yourself and stuff, what, like, to start an OnlyFans, was that a year later or 2 years later?
I started an OnlyFans. I had a free page from December 2019, which was right at the end of 2019. And then I started my page, which is the other page I have, in at the end of March 2020.
Oh, so how did you get the, like, obviously being that low, how did you build that confidence?
Pick yourself back up again.
I always had, like, confidence in my body. Like, I knew I had, like, I don't want to say, like, necessarily, like, I knew I had a nice body, blah, 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 but I knew I had a body that wasn't too bad. I was confident in my body, exactly.
Which is nothing wrong with that.
At the end of 2017, I started my Patreon. I started doing like normal photos where I was like fully clothed, that kind of thing. Like,
is that how your Patreon started? Was it started because of that?
Like, I could probably find some photos at some point at the end of the podcast where I had like denim shorts on and like a crop top and stuff like that. And that's how I started. Mm-hmm. But then it kind of got like more and more and more. Like,
towards the more explicit.
Exactly.
End.
Yeah, exactly. And then as the comments got more positive, I kind of felt more positive in myself. Mm-hmm. But I've always been like body positive, like I've never been afraid of showing my body.
Do you feel like that's become a more empowering thing for you, like doing the whole OnlyFans, Patreon, that kind of stuff, where people like actually will probably give you
does
more
that help
nice
your
comments.
Body image or make you feel more insecure because you know people are like not judging
if,
you
for
but
example
looking at
someone
you.
Leaves oh my god my bra strap okay so if someone leaves like
oh, for the ping on that I don't know if anyone heard that.
If someone leaves like a bad comment, I kind of read it and after a second, I'm just like, you know what? Like, you're the one comment out of thousands that is a negative. Like, I'm just going to ignore you. Mm. But I think
Is that people that are even like subbed as well?
Yeah, but I think
you fell off, not as good as it used to be.
Like, I get DMs from people who like don't like my content and stuff, and I'm just like, okay, but so many people are saying positive things about it, so like, I'm just going
to
ignore
it's
you.
It's so easy to focus on the negatives.
Exactly.
So easy.
But I think one thing that helped me so much is my mum. Like, obviously, I don't know my dad, but like, my mum was so supportive of everything that I ever did. So like, if I was like to my mum, oh, I'm gonna do this, she was always just like, yeah, go for it, you know? Like, so I think having a family who supports you whatever you do is really helpful.
Yeah, were you scared of like outside opinions about like when you first started, like from maybe family and school or even like people you don't know?
I actually had this when I first started YouTube. This is actually a funny story. My mum, and she lived in Essex, and I lived with her at the time. I didn't live with her at the time. I lived with someone else. And then when I went round there one time, this my mum's neighbour. She'd steal things from people's like skips and stuff outside the house and sell it on like eBay and stuff. So
we know the kind of person.
I don't know what to call it. Like specifically,
a thief.
No, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like she'd take things.
A thieving bastard.
Yeah, she'd take things that didn't belong to her and she'd sell them on eBay. At one time, like when I first started YouTube, I think my first ever month of YouTube, I made like £60 or something. And I was like, oh yeah, like I'm looking forward to it. Like I made £60. And she was just like, that's so stupid. Like I found one thing from a skip. I sold it on eBay. I made £60. You're never going to get anywhere.
I thought she said.
I was just like, one, you literally have saggy tits and you're like 35. Oh God. Like, are you fucking kidding me? I was like, are you serious?
I was kicking off.
And then I started an argument with her and she went into my mum's kitchen at my mum's house. I used to live at, I didn't live there anymore. And she like grabbed me by the throat and tried to threaten me. And I was like, are you actually kidding me?
How old were you here?
I think I was probably 16.
You've had a wild ride, haven't you, coming up?
Oh my God.
Pun intended.
But I was just like, and now she's like trying to befriend me on Facebook. And I'm just like, fuck off.
Befriend you on Facebook?
Like,
she's like trying to send like me friend requests on Facebook. I'm just like, fuck off.
And I thought you were going to say she was going to steal your AdSense payment that came from YouTube. I thought that's what you were going to say.
Selling on eBay.
No, but it was from the letters. It's just like, that'll be for me.
I've got so a question that I want to ask and like move on to. You're talking about how like your personal growth towards from being obviously at your lowest of your low to where you are right now, and like congratulations to you, you're doing quite well, or if not very well. Love life. What is that saying? Like, how does a love life? How does that come into the whole equation?
At the moment, I'm mainly, I'd say, focusing on myself because the past year has been really tricky for me. I've had a lot wrong, not with my mental health, but I've had a lot wrong with like my actual health. Okay. So
physical health.
I had problems with my bladder. I had problems with my kidneys. I've had operations. I've had like so many things go wrong with me that I don't feel like at the moment, like this specific time,
there's too much going on.
Exactly. I have so much going on with myself that I don't feel like I'd be able. Yeah. Because I've got to like manage myself. I've got to like sort out my family. I've got to help my family. I've got to like work on my career. I've got to work on everything. And I don't feel like I actually have enough time to like sit there and put like 50% into another individual, if you know what I mean.
100%. So
I think it's hard doing that kind of thing, but I've had a lot go on this year and last year that's kind of like not necessarily like fucked me over, it's made me like learn for the better, and I'm just like, you know what, like
is that learning like stuff that's been happening, or is that relationship stuff or like
talking? Not necessarily relationship stuff, because when in probably April or May 2019 I got admitted to hospital because my bladder and my kidneys weren't synchronizing with each other. So for example, my kidneys wouldn't function and they wouldn't pass liquid through to my bladder.
Okay.
So my bladder basically completely cut out, it stopped working. And then I was in the hospital with my mum and my sister, and I think I spent about 2 months in the hospital, and they were trying to figure out what was wrong with me, like MRI scans, CT scans. And then they started giving me loads of like medication. This is obviously what I mentioned earlier. Like they started giving me like morphine, codeine. Then I found out I had a codeine allergy. I'm allergic to codeine, which is great.
Oh no, yeah. Sad for you.
Yeah.
I know what you're like. It's
codeine.
Like,
so my kidneys and my bladder kind of, obviously when you like input fluids and like food and stuff like that, obviously the waste goes to like your kidneys and it like filters and stuff. I think it goes to your kidneys
I didn't know that.
Yeah, but
I thought you didn't need your kidneys.
Yeah, no.
You only need one, right?
You need at least one.
Oh, okay. Because I thought that's why people donate them.
Yeah.
It's not like your appendix.
Yeah. Your appendix.
Just doing that charity work.
It doesn't matter.
You don't need your appendix.
No, you don't.
So what does it do? Just vape?
We're not talking about appendix.
Just like waiting to explode.
Yeah, just chilling, waving to bus. Carry on.
One of my mates said that.
But yeah, so I was in the hospital and I went into the hospital, I think at like 4 p.m. and because I went to my doctor and I was like, look, I was like, I'm having some really bad problems. And he felt my bladder and he was like, you need to get to the hospital now. He called like the urology department, which deals with like bladder and like kidneys and stuff. And he was like, look, I've got a patient coming in. He was like, I need you to see her straight away. So I went to A&E. I called my mum because I wasn't with my mum at the time. I was on my own. So I was just like, I'm so scared. Like I was terrified. Mm. And I called my mum and she's a like senior care home nurse kind of thing. So she kind of knows stuff about this. Mm-hmm. So she came with me and she got there within like 20 minutes or so, which was like really glad for me because otherwise I would have gone through a lot on my own. And then they did loads of tests. They put like tubes inside of me, stuff like that. And it was it was painful. It was very painful.
So were you 19 at this point?
I was 20. So it was last year. Yeah, oh, it was okay. 20, yeah. Yeah. And then I went, I got put on a ward, and then I got, like, they admitted me to the ward, and then I was put into a hospital at 4 p.m. in, like, agonising pain, and it got to 2 a.m. They still hadn't given me, not even paracetamol, like, they hadn't given me any painkillers at all. So then it got to 2 a.m. and my mum was like, look, like, you need to give her something. So then they started giving me morphine. So then for like 2 weeks, they were giving me morphine, 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 morphine every single day, like 6 or 7 times a day. They were giving me tons of morphine, and they were just giving it to me like over and over.
You love
and
a bit
over
of morphine, don't you?
No.
No, not
you
at all. Don't. Fuck, no. Don't, you don't like morphine.
No.
Oh, fuck, I hate morphine.
So then one time then they put me on a separate ward because I was like, look, I was like, I want my brother and sisters to be able to like come and see me. But what the ward I was on, my brother couldn't come and see me. My mum's boyfriend couldn't come and see me, etc. Like my manager couldn't see me, etc. So I said, I was like, I need to be on a private ward so that males can come and see me as well, because I was on a female only ward.
Oh, okay.
So they sorted that out. So then I was in my own separate room, and they
only wards. I've never heard of that.
Neither
yeah,
have I.
Yeah, there's female all, only. Yeah.
I worked in a hospital and I never heard of that.
Yeah, there's female only wards, and especially with urology, because obviously it's to do with like your vagina and stuff like that. It's
Lewis is regretting
yeah.
his career choice right now.
But anyway,
he's just like, let's do back to the female wards.
most from when I worked in a hospital, most people that worked in that area were male.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Most all gynecologists are males.
Were mainly male. Like for all my gynecologists, all my like people who dealt with my bladder, my kidneys, they were all male. Mm. However, I couldn't have any males on the ward with me. So then they put me in like a side room. They put me in a separate room. I had a doctor come and see me like every 2-3 hours
so
or something.
So extensive.
Yeah, no. And then my mum kind of, I couldn't like fight my own battle, which is sad to say because I'm a confident person. But however, in that situation, I was so exhausted. Like I didn't know what to say. Like my kidneys were not functioning. My bladder wasn't functioning. I was on all these antibiotics. So I had drips like in every vein, like trying to feed me all this medication. And I didn't know what was wrong with me. And they didn't give me a diagnosis for like 3 weeks. So my mum was like, look, like I've dealt with these kind of people before. You need to tell me. And then my nan, who is a senior doctor at the hospital in Southend, came down and was like, look, we need some answers. Like, she can't go her whole life doing this, you know? And I was like, look, because obviously last year my job, I was doing like YouTube and stuff. So I was like, look, I was like, I can't sacrifice my job. I was like, if you don't give me a diagnosis, I'm going to leave. I'm going to take these tubes out and I'm going to go home and just carry on with my life until I get like...
Great title for a video
yeah,
though.
Yeah, like until I get in like bad pain again and I have to come to the hospital. But like my mum had to ring like 999 so many times because of problems I had and they never diagnosed it. So then they sent me private. And at the time, I didn't have private healthcare. I do now because I think it was like 1,000 per year. And I was just like, it's worth it rather than waiting like 16 months on the NHS for them to like do something to your kidneys. It's so stupid.
That's what I worked. I worked at a private hospital, not a mainstream.
So then I went to a private hospital. They did some tests. That happened. It had already been like 6 months. And every day I was taking the morphine. So then, unfortunately, I became...
Dependent.
Oh, really?
I made a small little joke, but it was.
I saw you do it, but I didn't catch it. I was
making fun of drug addiction on me, Charlie.
It was.
I'm a bad guy. Sorry.
It's a bad time.
Yeah.
So, right. What about now?
She's good.
Now I'm okay, and I went because obviously I was still seeing my psychiatrist. Like, I need to help me. So then my psychiatrist referred me to a rehab, which I was meant to stay in for 30 days. I wouldn't be able to have my phone for 30 days, which obviously would affect my career, like, hugely. So then I said to my doctor, I was like, you can't do this. And my doctor called the centre and was like, look, he was like, I've got Lauren, like, here. Like, I want to, like, take away her referral. I don't want her to be referred. I'm going to, like, unadmit it, blah, blah, blah. So then he sorted that out. And my doctor has been absolutely wonders. He's taking me down the dose like every single week. So every week it goes lower and lower and lower. Yeah. So then I become less and less and less and less independent. Because obviously with morphine, after like 3 or 4 days of taking it, you can become dependent to it. So it really, really affected like my kidney.
So strong.
Yeah.
Any drug that you just go like cold turkey, whatever the slang term is, anything that you just cut off straight away, it'll drive you insane.
I said to him, I was like, I'm going to go cold turkey if you don't help me. And he was like, you can't do that. So I tried going cold turkey. I was shaking. I was sweating. I was being sick. It was horrible. So then he managed to sort it so that I'd go down like 1 or 2 mils of morphine every week. So it was the oral one. So now I'm on 0 mils of morphine. I haven't been on it for like 3 weeks. Woo!
Rags to riches.
Yeah, but it was like a year process, but it got to the point where I was like, this is really, like, really fucking up my life. Like, I need to sort this out. So it got to the point where I said to my doctor, I was like, you need to help me. I was like, because if you don't help me, I'm going to go and see someone private. I was like, you need to do something about this now. And he was like, look, I'm going to do this. I'm going to monitor you every few days, blah, blah, blah. And I'm good now.
I've never even think you'd been through something like that.
Yeah, no.
I'll say this outright. This is the funniest thing. Like,
this is funny, isn't it, Charlie? This is funny.
It's funny.
Jokes.
No, that's not funny.
I just say one thing and something. Drug addiction. Like,
hilarious.
Yeah, hey. No. The first time I met Lauren at the Tinder shoot, I was just like, oh, this girl's like such a little cute, little innocent
and then,
girl.
We spoke to each and other, and you were like, oh
crap. Oh crap. Yeah. It was mental. It's weird how you see one thing on the front and then the whole stuff behind it.
But as well, I'm good at hiding it. So for example, someone would like meet me and be like, oh, blah, 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 blah. Like, I talk to Norman. And then they'd look at my pupils and they'd be like, why are your pupils so small? Like all the time. And I'd be like, you know what? That's something you don't need to worry about.
My pupils are always big. Are they big?
Pretty normal.
Are
they big?
Just average, in between.
Yeah, average.
Like my parents.
If you're at home, check your pupils right and tell us.
Do they?
I think so.
Yeah, yours are tiny right now.
We talked quite deep for the last 20 minutes, haven't we?
We have. About. Oh so my god, I'm getting emotional.
I know. It's very hot in here. Should we take it a bit lighter?
Yes.
What's your favourite drug?
Okay, let's
what's your favourite Juice WRLD song?
What's your favourite meal deal?
Wait. I want to ask a question.
Yeah, go.
So, relating back to OnlyFans, what is the weirdest request or message you've had from OnlyFans?
I think in terms of OnlyFans, I get... Probably
or
like
anything.
Yeah, anything.
Any platform that you.
I've never used a website.
Someone was like, one time, there's actually two things.
That sounds like a really good
one time, someone was like, can you go to the beach? Where, bearing in mind, I don't even live near the beach. Like, you know, I don't live near the beach.
Go near the Thames.
So he was like,
Lauren, just on the fucking South Bank. Just like,
I'm like, face so much trouble. I'm like, hey, I'm on South Bend. So he was like, can you go to the beach? And he was like, oh, can you wear Crocs to the beach and then take a croc off and throw it in the sea?
Please tell me that was not Cal Freezy.
No, it wasn't. He's good. Me and him are all good.
What's a croc off?
Like, he was like, can you take your croc off?
Shoes, Crocs.
I know
what a croc
like,
is.
Take it off. He's like, can you wear them and take it off and throw it in the sea but tie a rock to it so it looked like he was drowning inside of the croc? And I was like,
I don't remember sending that email in.
And I was like, oh my
weird
god.
Weird person that was.
But then I get this one guy on OnlyFans, and he sends me a message like every few days, and he'll send me a photo of me and my sister, which I posted on Twitter like 2 or 3 years ago, and he'll be like, I'm waiting to see your sister. Like, I want to see your sister naked. Like, I'm waiting to see her. But
holy
and I'm just
shit.
Like, bro, my sister's so much younger. Like,
how
she's
old
like
is
2 years.
Sister?
Well, no, she is of age. She's like 18.
Oh, okay.
But like, I'm just like,
oh, okay, that makes it okay.
But it's like, it's so strange. Like, you
really
always
weird.
Ask to see my sister, and I'm just like,
when it's your family, it's just like,
you go.
I mean, I was about to move on. So if you,
all right, but
I was going because you got a weird DM the other day for a request. What was it?
What was that again? Tell me.
Oh, come on, it was your DM.
What is it?
Louis, look at this.
I want to know.
Wasn't someone asking if you could fart in your boxers, then send them?
Yeah.
Wait. I think it was.
I'll not be able to find it.
I think it was. He gets so many DMs, guys. Won't be able to find it.
Yeah, I'm so famous, guys. I'll take it a few hours.
I think it was they wanted boxers you'd worn or farted in.
Yeah. They wanted just that.
Have you seen your boxers as well?
Wait, why have you seen his boxers?
Because he walks around in them inside out pretty much every single day.
Skin condition.
Sorry?
I've seen your boxers all the time.
What
like on FaceTime, you're always like wearing boxers. That's me? Why I've got you personalised boxers. That is why, isn't it, Charlie?
Yeah.
That is why, because you always walk into Charlie Troop like, oh, what are you doing?
That must be
and you're wearing boxers, so that's why I've got you personalised Lauren X
boxers. That must
boxers.
Be coincidental. I never wear boxers around the house. That must be coincidental.
No.
Apart from like
writing
the morning.
It's happened like three or four times.
Oh, well, maybe three.
It's happened all the time.
You walked in one time
boxers.
And you walked in one time in Morel. I was on the phone to her.
Like boxers and a t-shirt.
And you were pissed on that night. You know the night when you were playing whatever with the boys and you were just drinking vodka.
There was one time you were wearing latex
and you ran in my room and you gave me a hug.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, no, wasn't he wearing like latex?
Yeah.
Exactly. You were.
You bet your lip as you said as a latex. No, I didn't have anything.
Joke's on you, I'm allergic to latex.
Oh my god. I'm gonna get you all like duvet covers with like, Lauren Alexis, so you can all sleep with me.
Did you find the DM?
So we can
I lost.
I'll let that comment. I'll let that comment go over my head.
Yeah.
But have you never had them type of DMs? Like, can you like mine fart in your underpants?
Yeah, no, I've had stuff like that, but I've never really responded to things like that. For example, if we went through my requested DMs right now, they're fucked. Like, we could probably have a look.
You know what? Let's do it. Let's do it in the audio only.
Let's do it in the audio only. But it's. Fuck.
All right, so I kind of want to move this on to something else. So,
okay, go.
So, she's like,
okay.
Go.
Go.
All right,
she's got to swim in the Thames, man.
She's up for it. All right, I want to know, basically, so where you've been moving into your career, we've gone through your life story to now. If your life didn't go the way you wanted it to, what would your dream job be?
So
where would you want
to be? I started YouTube as like reaction kind of thing when it was like 2016, 2017, like I said. And I was currently at that time in college, and I left college because I moved out with my mom. I didn't get on with my mom. I was going through some serious like mental health shit. Like, you know, like my mom, like, even if I told her I was like sad kind of stuff, she didn't care. Like, she only cared about herself. And now me and my mom are completely fine. Like, I've spoken to her about all the problems that I've gone through that are between me and her. And she's always kind of like, before she'd always be like, oh, you don't have those problems. Like, what you want about, like, you didn't have to deal with those, etc. But now she's kind of like on top of that. So I guess I started that, and then I kind of started like Patreon in like 2017, and then a few years later I started OnlyFans. But I was in 2016, I was in college studying. Guess what I was studying?
Food tech.
Swimming.
Pharmaceuticals. Sorry, that's a joke. That's a joke.
Okay, so
hairdressing.
Serious.
Hairdressing.
Oh, fuck off.
Chemistry.
Make your own. So actually, I was studying biomedical science and forensic science, which I was.
Was that to make your own oxy?
Behave.
Sorry.
Behave. Nasty.
So I was doing that in hopes of being able to go to uni and like learn about like drugs and like pharmaceuticals, so like medical kind of stuff. But obviously, I started the whole YouTube thing. It started to kick off. Then I made my own channel, and then I made my Patreon, I made my OnlyFans, and then here I am. So yeah, it's going good. But I reckon in a few years, maybe 3 to 4 years, I will go back and do some like online courses for like biomedical science.
Oh, really? But realistically,
but one thing is biomedical science and like biology and stuff is something is one of the only things that really interests me. Like, I got on a plane to Cyprus, and I was like, you know what? I have to read this book about the body, and I was like reading about like tits and like ass and like everything. And I was just like, you know what, this
can,
is
can
so
I have the name of this book,
to
please?
It's called The Body.
The Body.
The Body. The Body.
But like, realistically, if
Now we're getting an ASMR.
In another world, social media 10 years ago, 15 years ago, just social media didn't exist. What, like, for me, I love animals. I'd love to work with animals. I love animals.
Oh,
just as much as I love swimming.
All
right, you know,
animals
are polar opposite,
really,
right?
Yeah,
you joke about that. And
I'm not joking.
You joke about that, but I've not told the others this. But I put in our house group chat, if anyone needs me to look after their dog, I will.
Okay,
because
like,
I fucking love animals.
Train my dog.
I love animals. Yes.
Like, 100%. I have a Lhasa Apso mixed
what
with a poodle. He's a Lhasa Apso mixed with a poodle. He's 1.5 years old.
Okay.
He's very aggressive. If he meets anyone other than myself, he will bite or growl or attack.
That must mean he's anxious and scared.
No, but I actually googled his breed, like Lhasa Apso, and he was a guard dog for like monarchies and stuff, so that's where he's actually bred from. And the other one's a cockapoo, and she's just so fucking excited all the time. Like, when you try and put her lead on, like her harness, to go for a walk, she cannot sit still. I'm gonna bring you to meet my dog.
Right, Doctor Doolittle.
I'm gonna bring my dog here.
No, I genuinely love animals. Like, if I was to work with something, that's what we'd like. Before my, I don't know if I've told you this, but before my YouTube started to do well, I was on a course. Like, I'd registered, but I dropped out when this guy messaged me to ask to move to the city of Durham.
Oh God, not Cam.
But I was on a course to do. I hadn't decided yet, but the one I registered for was for zoology, but I wanted to do zoology and marine biology with my job, because I feel like regardless of what I was getting paid, anything with animals, that'd make me happy job wise. So that'd be mine. So that's why I was like asking you, like, realistically, if social media was not a thing,
if is there anything that you're like,
that'd be my ideal job that I would love every single day?
What I would have done. I would have done like surgery kind of things, like surgeon.
Well, I've got a question that I want to ask just for the whole social media aspect.
Okay.
Who is the weirdest follower you've had? So not the biggest, just the weirdest. You're like, that is very weird why they'd follow me. Like, just strange, like,
I
confusing.
Had like a really weird guy follow me once, and it was probably like 2 years ago. So before I was actually like big on like YouTube and live streaming and stuff like that. And he followed me and he sent me like messages, and he was like, oh, I know you're like, when I was like best friends with a guy from like my middle school and stuff like that, he was like, I know your best friend's dog's name, like, I know your best friend's like, mum's name. And I was like, hold on a second,
what the
like,
hell,
what? And it was really weird, and he kept saying to me like he knew my like best friend's dog's name, and he actually knew, like, when he said he knew. So I was convinced it was someone like I knew, and then after like 2 months he never messaged me again.
So you don't know who it was?
I've got no idea who it was, but like, he knew about like my best friend's dog's name, like my best friend's dog,
was
like
it under
mom's
like an
name.
Alias kind of thing?
He was called Jack.
Fucking Jack.
Yeah, fucking Jack.
It was really weird. Like, he never, like, he never specified, but he always said he knew stuff about me. And like,
I find
like,
that more terrifying than anything else. Just terrifying.
What about most famous person? If you want to reveal it.
Think of like famous people. You think of people who are still kind of like, not necessarily like relevant, but still kind of big in the social media world. Like people I've spoken to XXX. Mm. And he kind of messaged me and was like, hey, blah, blah, blah. We had a normal conversation at first. This was, I don't know.
While ago. Like,
let me check.
Well, obviously, this wasn't fucking recent, was it?
No, brilliant. Thanks, Cam.
Okay, stop that, Cam.
Jesus Cameron, fuck's sake.
So he said, he messaged me. I think it was about a month before he passed away, which is actually really
a month,
sad.
So it wasn't that long. Jeez.
Yeah, so he messaged me saying, hey, February 2018. And he obviously passed away in June 2018. And I spoke a lot to him about, like, because during that time, I was going through a lot of shit. And I spoke to him a lot about things I was going through and stuff like that. And he spoke to me about things he was going through. So it was kind of like, I don't know, like, he helped me necessarily. But I also feel like, I don't know, it was a hard one. It's a really hard one to judge, but he was one of the most influential people who I ever followed and stuff like that. And when he messaged me saying, hey...
Were you a fan of him before he spoke to you? Did you know?
I was a huge fan of him before he ever messaged me. Really? He messaged me and it was like 5 a.m. and I was like, holy shit. Like, yeah. X has messaged me and I was so happy about it. And the fact that, I don't know, like the fact that he'd ever messaged me was like crazy. And like, if I had problems going on with my life, like for example, if I felt sad, he was always there to like talk to me and like kind
like
of
a legit
be,
guy.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of people say that about him.
He was like my best mate. Like for example, like, if I'd be like, oh, I feel so fucking shit, he'd be like, Lauren, stop feeling shit. Like, you need to do this. You need to do this, 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 this. And he'd always be there to like kind of influence me to do the right thing. Mm. And he told me to dye my hair orange, which I never did, which I feel bad about. Like, I don't think I'll ever dye my hair orange.
Halloween.
He was like, dye your hair orange, red, or green. And I was like, I don't know if I could do that. And he was like, do it. And I was like, I don't know if we do it. Maybe you guys can.
Didn't
like,
you
dye my hair.
Recently, actually, like, you wanted to dye your hair. I want to go back.
I said I wanted to dye my hair blonde at some point. But I think a lot of people said, like, where I have thick eyebrows, before I get them done as well, they're really thick.
Is that your natural hair colour, that exact
This shade? Is my natural hair colour, this exact shade, yeah. But they said, like, oh, you should do, like, natural eyebrow colour kind of thing, like, kind of exactly blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, I don't know, I feel like blonde would ever suit me because I'm not exactly, like, very, very pale. Yeah. However, I have, like, dark brunette hair. I didn't know if, like, the platinum kind of blonde would suit me.
What about me?
Do you know what I mean?
Because mine
looks fine on YouTube, so don't worry.
Then you'd be
Chazza,
right then.
Everyone, Chazza.
Wait, what the hell's just happened here?
Chazza.
Back to X. Where was the first like interaction? Like what was?
He messaged me.
So what did he say to you in February?
So in February 2018, he messaged me. He was like, hey, like how are you doing? Blah, blah, blah. Because I had my reaction channel from, I'm not sure when I started it. I think it was early 2018. I mean, I could check, but it'll probably take a while. But I think it was early 2018, and he was like, hey, like, how are you doing, blah, blah, blah. And between me and X, we kind of spoke about, like, things that was going on in our lives. Like, I spoke to him about things that had kind of happened to me when I was younger. He spoke to me about things that had happened to him in, like, middle age kind of thing, like, stuff like that. So me and him kind of, not necessarily, like, passed along, but we kind of, like, if I said something, he'd throw something back. Mm-hmm. And if I said something, he'd throw it back. We'd always throw it back to each other. So I guess it was kind of like that. But obviously, when X passed away, it was a huge kind of, like, not necessarily, like, turning circle, but it was, like, a huge point in my life. And I was, like, shit, like, life is kind of, like, gone down the drain, you
Did
know?
Did he mean a lot to you?
He meant a lot to me. Like, I listened to him a lot and I spoke to him a lot. Like, if I was sad or if I, like, felt depressed, he was the person that I could message. And within, like, 30 seconds, he'd be the one who'd really? Reply. Like, if I said to him, I was like, I feel shit, within 30 seconds, he'd reply to me and he'd be like, look, he was like, Lauren, he's like, you need to stop, like, you need to stop this, you know, you need to feel better.
So and would he help you through some, like, hard times?
Yeah, I think especially when he spoke, obviously, about, like, sexual assault and stuff.
Yeah.
I spoke to him about that, and I spoke to him about so many things, like, to do with my, like, mental health and stuff, and he always, always helped me. Like, he was never a person who'd be like, oh, okay. Like, he always cared, and that's, I think, that one thing that, like, kills me the most, the fact that he always cared, and he always cared about what, like, other people had to say. Like, he never made it about himself. He always made it about other people.
Well, do you know when someone like that messages you, and you obviously send them, like, your issue or whatever, how does it make you feel when someone as influential as him replies not just, like, whatever, just actually gives you advice related to you?
I think the only person I've ever spoken to about my life and, like, things that have happened in my life is X.
Well, how did that make you feel? And when he would, like, reply?
Like, when he'd reply, it'd make me feel like I actually meant something, yeah. You know? Like, for example, if I spoke to him about things that happened in, like, my childhood and stuff, like, normal people would be like, oh, yeah, but it, like, it happens to everyone and stuff. Mm-hmm. And he'd always be like, you know what, like, you can always get through it. And I think that's one thing that's helped me, make me, like, the better person that I am today. The fact that X always said to me, you know, like, you can get through it. Like, you can do this. Like, you are a better person than
that.
Made
you believe in yourself.
Exactly. He made me believe in myself. Like, exactly. And I think one thing that's really sad is the fact I was meant to meet him in July. And obviously he got shot and passed away in June, which is really sad.
Where was he supposed to meet him?
Yeah, I was meant to meet him, like, 3 weeks later.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Wait, where are you supposed to meet him?
Just in London. He was meant to come to London, and I was going to meet him. And then, yeah.
That's so sad, man.
Yeah. When I found the news that he'd been shot and, like, killed, I messaged him, and I was like, tell me it isn't true. Like, what the fuck? Like,
it was crazy. I remember at that time, no one knew if it was, like, a real story, like, or if it was...
I went into the first two. Because I was with my manager at the time, and I was like, it can't be true. And I was crying. Like, I was crying my eyes out. It was, like, crazy. Yeah. And when I found out it was true, it broke my heart. Like, it broke my heart the most in my heart that's ever been broken in my life.
So how often would you speak with him?
Probably every week.
So when
I'd spoke to him quite a lot.
Was that quite difficult when, obviously, you found out it was true and then you didn't have that outlet? Was that a big difference?
Well, obviously, when I found out it was true, like, if I had problems in my life that I was, like, struggling to overcome, I'd kind of come to him and he'd help me in, like, not necessarily, like, how to, like, figure it out, but he'd help me in, like, being positive about it. Mm-hmm. So when, obviously, I said that, obviously, he'd passed away, but I made a video about it and everyone was like, wow, like, you didn't even know X or X, like, blah, blah, blah. But, like, I did know him very well, and the way I spoke to him was different. That, like, obviously, a lot of people spoke to him like that. But, for example, like, if I was sad and I was depressed and I was, like, considering, like, killing myself, he was the only person who was there for me out of everyone I knew.
Is that mental? How much he must have had on?
Yeah.
And he's still got the time to just reply to people for the mental
exactly.
health.
Like, for example, if I message him with, like, saying, like, oh, I don't feel too good, within, like, 10, 20 seconds, he'd reply and say, I'm here for you. And like, I've got you.
The advice, like, would always be, like, quite...
Exactly, yeah. It'd always be positive. You? Exactly, yeah. Like, I could show you messages where I've messaged him at, like, 2:37 a.m. and he's replied at 2:37 a.m. saying, like, look, I've got you. Like, we're in this together, you know?
But his music was a lot that way, wasn't it, in trying to help people?
A lot of his music was, like, angry, obviously, but then he had albums, obviously, where they were like sad. Yeah,
he had the
like
sad
that.
Ones as well. And exactly, that's when I became a massive.
What's that album called with the Polaroids? Is it 17 or 19?
Oh, you've got 17.
Yeah, 17. Yeah.
17. Then you've got just question mark.
Yeah, 17. Because albums like 17, when he's got songs like Depression and Obsessions, things like that, there.
Well, that's
like,
when he was 17, wasn't it? Hence the name.
I'm actually waiting for his merch, like right now. I spent a grand on his merch and I'm waiting for it. But
what, the bad vibes?
Yeah, bad vibes. Yeah, I'm waiting for his merch.
You get a lot of people that are like mental health, like, oh, like preach mental health. But when you hear stories like that, where they're actually helping individual people, because let's be honest, you could have went and worked in the co-op again, and nothing, we would never have heard this story. But the fact that he has reached out to someone where, to be honest, no benefit to himself.
Like, if I look at it, I could probably find messages where he's been so beneficial, like towards me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it breaks my heart the fact that, like, sometimes obviously threads and it'll be like XSL, for example, like the actual like verified Twitter account XSL, and they'll be like, what do you think of extension and stuff like that, and they'll give him so much hate, and I'm just like, that's not the person I saw like whatsoever, and it breaks.
It's a PR thing. It breaks my heart.
Exactly.
Some
of
those things.
Course. Yeah.
It's social media in general.
But sometimes you don't see the people who are behind the character. You know, like,
no one ever knows.
But it breaks my heart.
Obviously,
like,
you've got the accusations, and you've got things which of people as a character as what X was, to the public, but then obviously they don't get to see the stuff that happens behind scenes.
Well, even if you see one
doesn't negate away from the fact that some of these accusations may potentially be true. I'm not taking
of
any
course,
way
of course.
From anything else. From
you see him on the No Jumper podcast, and you can see that obviously it's only a podcast, but it's very, very hard in a podcast to fake who you are.
Of course. And I agree. Yeah. The No Jumper podcast, especially, you see who the real him actually is. Because especially on a podcast, you can't fake it for like an hour or 2 hours. You have to say who you are yourself. Mm-hmm. And I think the No Jumper podcast really did help him to actually gain like the confidence and like the fame that he had actually himself.
Yeah.
So sure. I don't know, but I just feel like that actually helped him massively.
Well, I think that's a really nice story to hear about him, because I think obviously hate sells better than good stories. And I think since he's died, it's been a lot more bad stories than good.
Mm.
That's a good chat about X.
Yeah.
That was really good.
He's a good guy.
Well, I think you've got one question you want to ask that we're talking about before, which is a bit
lighter.
It's a bit lighter, but I mean, I don't really want to take it.
We've been going up and down.
Now, basically, yeah, okay, we're going for the up and down theme. Yeah,
like a yo-yo.
All right, so cool. Lauren Alexis, you have a theme on your social media where you like the word daddy. Yeah. You love just coming daddy. So
quite a difference in topic, guys. So quite a difference.
All three of us stream on Twitch occasionally. I have an emote.
Do you ask your wife?
What's the correlation between this?
Oh, my God. I need to come into your guys' streams.
So basically, on my stream, I've got an emote, which is just my face and daddy above it. Yeah. So Lauren comes in my stream. Just
you guys need to make
daddy
a daddy emote, and I'll come and drop you loads of subs.
Make a social daddy.
And daddy emote.
I'm going to take myself to the final question, essentially. Like, all right, so there's three of us. We're the social podcast. There is Charlie Donald, Lewis Barkin, and Cam Kirkham. Can you tear us they're doing themselves up, but can you tear us in the list of from daddy to baby?
Okay, so
I think I'm both at the same time.
You are
start with Charlie.
No, just start from oh fuck, just start from wherever the fuck you want.
So like, let's get an actual explanation for daddy versus baby. Let's give a word explanation.
It's yours. This is your tier.
Okay, right. So, I don't know. You guys are all like
baby.
Lewis is looking at me really weird.
Lewis is like, I can turn you on.
I feel like
I can.
Oh, I don't know. We will see you on another intro. Come into the podcast.
You need to come
on. Anyway, guys, we will see you on another podcast. We will see you on another outro video. And we will see you soon for another video. Bye!
Listen on Spotify, Apple Music. Please unsubscribe the channel, like
please.
The video, and also let me know who you're
talking
to.
Yes, and let you know who your favourite was from the podcast, whether it was Cam, Lewis, or Charlie. Let us know down below in the comments.
Who's the most daddy?
And we will see you soon for another video. Bye!
Welcome to the audio-only version of the Antisocial Podcast.
Audio only.
Lewis Buchan, Lauren Alexis, and Charlie Donald.
How have I been demoted to the bottom?
Okay.
Because you are a bottom.
Charlie over Lauren. Huh? All right, so Charlie over Lauren. It's fine.
So okay, that was too seductive. Lauren's on top of Charlie.
Okay.
So
it's just the order of sitting. Yeah. Chill out.
Sure. So this is the life advice section that we do at the end of every single podcast. So if you want to hear life advice from four people that haven't got their life together,
or if you need life advice, you can email.
Antisocial
life advice.
It's life advice ASP for antisocial podcast. Okay. Life advice ASP at gmail.com. I put it on my socials every week, but if you want to enter for future weeks, that's how you do it.
Lauren, since you're the guest, have you got your emails up? Do you want to kick it off?
Okay,
with
I've got an email. I have a life advice email, and it says, well, hold on. Okay, are you guys ready?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
right,
sir.
All of us ready? Lauren says Alexis. Audio. Hi everyone. Basically, if I had had a few people say to you, if I was gay, I would totally date you. If I were gay, what, Charlie, I can't feel.
Okay, start that again. We can
Can we start again? Charlie,
Talk into the microphone rather than to the side.
Okay, right, ready, go. Let's go.
There you go, perfect.
Okay, guys, so I got an email. Hi everyone. Basically, if I had had a few people say to me, if I was gay, I would totally date you. If I was gay, I would totally date you. If I were gay, I would totally date you. Or if I was to have sex with a girl, I would totally date you. Some of these people with a girl, it would be more you. Some of these people have also mentioned to kiss me at parties while they were drunk. As a bisexual woman, I have found these comments and actions. I have found these people actually interested in me? Question mark. Is it normal for friends to make these comments to each other, or am I overthinking this? Thanks for your help. I wish you all the best.
Good question.
I think that's a really good question. Good spot.
Yeah, of course.
Come on,
yeah,
Lauren,
exactly.
Alexis. A good question.
That's
last
the
week
one I chose out, guys.
Well done, Lauren.
Well done, Lauren.
Does anyone want to kick it off?
I feel like in that situation, obviously, there's nothing wrong with being, like, obviously, they're just being like, oh, if I was gay, I totally did. There's nothing wrong with that. If anything, it's more a compliment. But in terms of you saying, are you overthinking it, or if that is a genuine comment,
yeah,
could they be? I'm not entirely sure.
I think that I think it can be like, because sometimes straight people are just like, oh well, if I was gay, I would definitely kiss you. However, I think should you be worried about them comments? I don't think you should be worried about them.
Oh, no, worried about it at all. No, definitely.
What does worried mean?
Worried means. Necessarily, I don't know if they mean worried in a good way or a bad way, as in worried as in do they want to date me, or worried as in no, like if they were against that, they wouldn't be saying it.
Problem is obviously I'm not bisexual, so I don't necessarily know about it.
Can't relate.
However, yes, can't relate, Lewis. However, I feel like a lot of people who are from, for example, my school, etc., are bisexual and they are like gay, etc., etc., and they don't know how to come out to their parents about it. And I don't know how, for example, I get a lot of people like, how do I come out to my parents that I'm gay? And I don't know how to advise that, but I feel like you
that's
guys,
90% of my DM requests.
Yeah, I feel like you could specifically advise that, because I have no idea. Like, I'm straight, I have no idea how to advise people.
Well, this person didn't say whether they were out or not to their parents.
I don't quite understand the question. I'm not
basically, our friends are saying that if they were gay, they'd do things with them. However, they are bisexual, but they're saying should the worry about them comments from the straight friends saying
like, is that normal?
So the person asking the question is bisexual.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. And the people who are saying these things are
straight,
heterosexual.
To their knowledge.
Okay. And they're asking should they worry about it?
No.
I mean, it's not something to worry about, but I mean, unless
I feel
you're
like
going to get hurt by,
especially with some parents. And I know this from like past relationships and stuff, especially some parents can sometimes be not necessarily like hateful, but like sometimes they judge people for how they feel. Do you know what I mean?
Of course
they
do. Mm-hmm.
And I feel like knowing how your family is and knowing how your family is going to react to like certain things, etc., is going to help you. For example, my family, if I, for example, was to come out bisexual, if my brother was to come out as bisexual, they'd always be supportive. But I know some families aren't always like that, which I think is horrible.
Yeah. Course
however,
it is.
I think some families are always going to be like that. And I think I honestly think that's horrible. Like, if I was to have a son or a daughter and they came out and said they liked the opposite sex, for example, I'd always be supportive of how they...
You mean the same sex?
Exactly, yeah, yeah. For example, like, I'd always be supportive of how they want to kind of...
express themselves.
Interact with the other sex. But yeah. I think some supportive parents at this day and age... they see a problem with it.
Well, you can't blame them because of course, their parents would have been really strict on that. It's almost like knocked out their head completely. They don't even think about that.
I think it's a generational thing, isn't it?
100% generational. I think, like, people are a lot more open now.
I reckon our kids from now, that would even be like a problem, hopefully, by then.
Yeah. I mean, for me, I'd if I was going to take it to peers as opposed to family, if you're going to be thinking about whether you're going to be hurt by, if you should be concerned by other people who are around you, whether they should be, you know, say for example, like, oh, I'm not bisexual, I am bisexual, but my friends, I think, are heterosexual, but they're saying that they would do this, they would do that. You'd probably sit there and think, like, well, why not? Because you would personally be up for it, no?
Yeah.
But yeah, they, you don't know. So maybe you put one step forward.
And that's the question.
And then
though,
they're like, oh, what are you doing?
That's the question.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. And I feel like that's something
to address.
What
that's called is that's considered, and it's called what people call internally homophobic. So it means they're not homophobic towards others, but to themselves. Like, yeah, they don't want to admit that they're into the same sex or different sexes, whatever.
I think for me, like, I'll say, all right, this is an audio podcast. I say that's a little bit of me. Like, I'm not opposed to, like, I would believe I'm a heterosexual man. Like, I love women to, like, whoa. But I also
fuck the hits.
Okay. But I also find men attractive. Like, I do find men attractive, but I can't imagine doing anything more than maybe like a little kiss on the lips with a man. But
tell that to me every fucking morning.
That's a little bit key. Yeah,
have you any way ever done anything more with a guy?
No.
Oh, okay, same. I've only ever, like, got with girls.
Wait, maybe. What?
I've got with girls.
You've only ever got with girls, though?
Yeah, I've only ever got... fingered another girl.
So you fingered another girl?
No, I haven't fingered another girl.
Oh, okay, okay. I thought you were saying you have, and I was
No. Like, guys, when I was in year 9, they'd be like, oh, you've got to get with, like, blah, 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 like... yeah, like, it proves your friends, blah, you got to get with, blah. And they'd, like, be so obsessed with, like, seeing girls get off with each other.
Yeah, I think that's more of a
perversion. But no, I'm just like...
yeah.
More of a perversion.
That's a straight guy thing.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
They love seeing females
getting... 100% straight.
They love seeing females get off each other. Exactly. But when two males are getting off to each other, they're like, oh, come on, get a room, get out of here.
So what are we going to conclude this question with? Like, how would we approach that?
I think that...
It's very vague.
Yeah.
I think one way we should... maybe necessarily answer it is, obviously I answered with how guy friends that I am with react to questions that I get from, like, you guys, for example, like how I've had sex, like blah, 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 different positions and stuff. It's like, how have girls that you've reacted with before answered to these kind of questions? Oh shit.
So we're like, oh.
Yeah, she said she was worried. I don't think she should be worried.
Definitely not necessarily.
And it should just be open questions.
As long as you don't fancy them, it shouldn't necessarily matter what their problem is.
I think to take it, like, away from it, it's more of a BDE thing, you know? Like, if one of
you... You're whapping out the letters today, aren't you?
Well, big dick energy. No, it's a big dick energy kind of thing.
C3PO.
Louis Bouchard.
Engine.
You do have that. You've got massive
strong. I do.
But what I'm going to say is, if I'm going to be serious about it, if you are comfortable with your sexuality, you know exactly where you are.
Yeah.
And then someone who you believe is a heterosexual or whatever keeps saying, oh, I would kiss you. Look at them dead in the eyes and be like, yeah, why not then? What's going to happen?
Yeah, but she's worried.
But what do you mean? Like,
don't
that?
Be fucking,
like,
worried then. Because what have you got to
lose?
When I
was like 15, 16.
You'd be worried if you went in for the kiss.
Of course.
Like,
but, like,
at that point.
Yeah, but when anxiety. I was like 15.
I'd be like, yeah, why not? Why not?
I just want to say, when I was like 15, 16...
I've done it before it worked.
And I'd be like, before... I had actually a really bad experience in Walthamstow one time. But before I went to a party... No, you don't even want to know about it. But when I went to Walthamstow one time, this guy was like, how are you with, like, your girlfriends? Like, are they going to, like, get with me, blah, blah, blah. And my friend was like, look, you got to, like, get with this guy, blah, 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 blah. And it was kind of like... She doing stuff and me doing, like, the dry kind of stuff. Do you know what I mean? And it was kind of like mixing it around between this guy who was like 18 and we were like 17 or something. And it kind of makes the whole scenario go crazy, because you kind of think, like,
yo, like, if I wasn't in this situation right now, I wouldn't be doing it. And it kind of it kind of makes you think, you know, like, should I really be doing this, etc. But I don't know. It's just an opinion that I have. Stop laughing at me, fam.
Oh.
I'm just going to start.
Okay, Lauren's threatening Cameron Kirkham. He is terrified of his life, holding his microphone
Cam
like he is
Matthew. He's scared, he's shivering. He's like, oh, shit, Lauren is on to me.
You want to fuck off, like.
Oh, shut up, fam.
I feel like we've tried to address that as much as we can.
Honestly, social media beef and stuff like that, like, I don't have any beef with any influencers. It's just like an influencer from like one part of the country, like one part of London, and like another influencer from another part of London kind of like come together. And I'm like, shit, like, I need to make a decision. Like, am I going to support this, like, this side or this side? So it's a hard one, but I'm not going to answer that. So let's go, Cam. Keep talking.
You're pissed, you aren't you?
She's she's so pissed. I don't know what that whole point was. She's scratching my head.
I'm actually all right. Like, I could talk, for example, like right now about who's in my DMs, but I feel like
Lauren, I'm not going to lie. For the last 3-4 minutes, I have no fucking clue what you're talking about.
Wait. Let me do my question. Already?
No. Let's ask Cam.
Let's go, Cam. Ask a question, mate. Let's go for coherency.
Mine's a bit lighter. Life advice ESP. Hi guys, just wanted to inform you that Lewis's content is getting drier than his sex life. Please help him change his content and make it as good as Cam's. So basically, what I want to ask you, Lewis, is your sex life dry? Lewis, how many girls have you shagged in the last?
Out of any girl in the past like 12 months, how many girls have you shagged, and why is your drag life? Like, your sex life so dry.
You mean me?
I think Lewis has slept with more
Lewis,
girls than
not
me.
Yeah, I said Cam or Charlie.
I
said Cam, Lewis.
My sex life is pretty dry. That's
but why?
You're a waffler, by the
way. Because if you need advice, I can like help you out with some girls.
Lauren,
so
Lewis actually don't need help. That's the thing. He's very inconspicuous.
Wait. I'm just going to say, because you exposed me on the podcast last week.
Oh, shit.
I'm sorry.
I heard a bed rocking last night. That's all I'm saying.
You heard a bed rocking?
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's not... Cam. It's not the only person that you... All right, so Cam, basically, so whilst you can hear bedrocking last night, I can assure you, if you want your vengeance for exposure in this podcast, whatever happened last night was not the first person you might not know about Lewis potentially sleeping with.
I'm not taking this when every night I've had a hard day, I go to sleep.
I've had a hard day.
I go to sleep and I'm like... Finally, peace at last in all years.
That's Cam having passionate sex with his girlfriend.
Oh, my God, no, stop. I don't even want to think about that.
Every 15 seconds, I hear.
Every 15 seconds.
I always wondered why I didn't hear Cam's voice, which explains the ball gag.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God.
To be fair, there's a reason why, like, Lewis is very good at Among Us, because he's deflected that whole situation completely.
Shit,
he's deflected
Lewis,
that completely.
You've started a bit.
Basically, there is one person who has come into the flat and walked out of the flat being number on Lewis Buckham's list.
Who was it?
Oh, I cannot say
no,
that.
No, I want to know. You can whisper it. You don't have to...
Don't say their name.
It's not my place to say.
It's Lewis's business, but I know
Lewis's sex life isn't dry.
Lewis's sex life is not dry. She's asking to get the secret right above the microphone. Right above the microphone. Please whisper it.
Now your question.
My question, yeah? All
right, I've got a question or two.
Do you want to do your question?
You go first.
So, all right, my question is... Hi guys, my name is Alice, first of all, I love the podcast. You guys are honestly super funny and genuine, and it's very refreshing. Thank you for licking my asshole; it feels great. Now, the thing I need advice on: I just turned 19 a couple of months ago, and I've never had any romantic contact with a guy ever. I'm talking never kissed anyone, never been asked on a date, never even had someone be romantically interested in me. literally no romantic interaction ever. It's gotten to the point where I feel super insecure around guys because I feel like no guy is ever going to be, is going to like me, partly because I'm so inexperienced, but also because I've just lost faith, I guess. This sounds so dramatic. Oh my God, I'm sorry.
I've got an answer to this.
All right, nearly finished. 1 second, Lauren. Yeah, so I am so lost on what to do about this. On one hand, I do want to experience all of these things, but on the other hand, the thought of doing these things gives me so much anxiety, I might shrivel up and die. I don't think that will happen. Not too sure that the whole situation gets more embarrassing the older I get. I'll take any advice you can offer. LMAO, I am desperate. Thanks, guys. Have a good one. Double kiss. And now Lauren Alexis really wants to say something.
Okay, so I've got kind of like a, not necessarily like a similar situation to that, but I was in year, obviously when we were in high school, because we're all from the UK. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, went, like I speak to people who are from the US, don't know what US, like year 11 is and stuff. So we're all from U10. And when we're in U10, I was seeing this guy, but it wasn't necessarily like I was seeing this guy. I was kind of like friends with benefits with this guy. So like I'd meet him and like suck him off, that kind of thing. Right. So it wasn't necessarily like proper. But when it got to like actually seeing him, I was like, yo, shit, like I know, like I like this guy. And he ended up going and playing football like quite far away. So I never actually got the opportunity to like proper meet this guy. So I think from what, I mean, it might sound bad on like what I did as a, not necessarily like if I was a podcast member, for example, like if I sent you advice and said, let's do this, I would do this. So when people sent me advice saying like, oh yeah, I could like, fuck his best friend, blah, blah, blah. I would literally fuck his best friend. And
No, stop.
I don't mean like I would literally like fuck his exact best friend. Like I'd fuck someone else on the football team to make him think, you know, like.
Lauren, I would love to know how this helps someone who has no sexual experience.
What was the issue?
That they've never touched somebody and they're scared.
So Lauren's just like, fuck their best friend.
Whose best friend? I can't find the person.
No, but like, I don't mean like literally like when I fucked this guy, I'd never had any sexual experience. Like I'd kissed a guy, I'd hugged a guy, I'd never done anything else.
Okay. So this is the context.
Like, I'm trying to say like when I first met this guy, I knew he was like the one that I wanted to like try doing stuff with. So like I'd like got off with him, I'd like given him head, he fingered me, etc., etc.
Okay. You did stuff.
Yeah. So like. Before this exact guy that I told him to try and experience with the new girl, I'd never known anything about that. So, like, when obviously you're saying, like, oh, this girl wants, like, advice on, like, sex advice, like, anal advice and stuff, I never experienced that. So, like, when I was 14, I hadn't experienced that. When I was, like, 15, I had experienced it. And obviously, I've given you, like, a detailed list of what I had experienced with. Yeah. But however, when I was that age, I had never experienced that. So, yeah. It's a bit of a sticky one still.
quite literally for Lauren's terms. Yeah. Lewis, what do you want to say about that?
It's not necessarily something you should always rush into. If you don't feel like you want to do something with someone, I've been in that situation, you're probably... it's one of these things you just don't rush because it's one of these things that you don't want to do whilst you feel uncomfortable. It's one of these things that's only enjoyable if you really feel comfortable. So it's not something to rush into. So my advice to them would just be don't rush into it. There's no rush.
Is the person a virgin?
I'm assuming so if they've never kissed or hugged. So unless you've never kissed and you've managed to fuck, I would credit to you, but...
Yeah, I think a lot of stress gets put on people with the virginity. 100%. Yeah, I didn't lose my virginity until late.
How old?
I'm not telling you that question.
Why not? Like, I'll tell you mine.
No, let's...
I mean, I was 16.
Tell me about the time you lost your virginity, Cam. I want to know.
How old are you?
Right now.
17? 18?
I'll tell you after you 19. Tell me.
19?
I put your leg, my leg on your
No
leg.
Wonder 19. You move so fucking quick in the bedroom. No, just like, gotta catch up! Gotta catch up!
No, Cam.
I was 18.
About the time you lost your virginity.
You know you don't. No, you don't.
Tell me. Right now.
You don't want to know about
if
this.
If you don't tell me, you're a pussy. So tell me now.
He said how old he was.
How old was he?
19, man!
He was 19.
Yeah. So I was 16, you were 18, he was 19, yeah? Yes. I've definitely got lower body counts than both of you as well. I'm pretty sure. Mm. Definitely you. In the last month alone.
But you've got less, but you've shagged less people than he has in the last month.
Wait, how many
people? I've only shagged one person. In 10. 10.
Oh shit, how many boy are you?
2.
Yeah, he's been. So I've been
you?
In. Let's not talk about the one Scottish person. The Scottish person is going to be in the hundreds by this time. Anyway, the way he's moving in London.
I'm nowhere near triple digits.
I'm putting my legs on you because it's more comfortable.
Lewis, do you want to ask your question?
Lewis, your legs.
No, I haven't even given my advice for the question that was asked to me. So I'm going to give my advice. So for me, like, Alice, I'm going to say to you outright, in my personal opinion, quite similar to what Lewis was saying, is that everything is in your own time. And if you think that something works for you, then it does. But if you're coming to us asking a question, then maybe it's going to take a conversation with a friend, someone who might have experienced something, and also might be to be able to try and get yourself out there a little bit to try and experience these things. Like, if you sit there in your room all day, every day, you're most likely not going to experience the embrace of another person that you were interested in, you know? But if you manage to get yourself out there, you might be able to find yourself in another situation, whether it's like arranged. You might be able to find yourself in a situation where you can potentially experience the things which you might want to experience. So do everything in your own pace. Don't do anything which is uncomfortable to you. And if something feels right, it feels right in the moment.
Fair enough.
Good answer, Chados. Yay. Okay, so I've now got my one.
Your question.
This is from Derek Smith. It's not.
Derek.
Hi, lads and Chados. Don't know why we're all lads, but
why
you're just
Chados. I'm the girl.
You're just Chados.
Right.
I have a bit of problem that's fucking with my head, so help. I've been talking to this girl for like a month now, and we were really getting on, and she was going to come around to mine in a week's time. But then she texted me the other day, and she said that she still has feelings for her ex.
Oh, fuck. That's why he said, and Charles, because it relates.
So I feel like shit. I thought we were going well, but do I keep going or keep in contact or no?
No.
It's one of these things.
No, give it time. You give it time.
Yeah.
I think, Alex, you should give it time before you message her.
Who the fuck's Alex?
His girlfriend might get annoyed that you're messaging
not
her.
Not girlfriend. It's someone he has feelings for.
So he has feelings for her and she's touching his toes. She should stop touching his toes until he says that he has feelings for her.
He's supposed to be seeing someone. He's supposed to be meeting up with someone.
But
this
she
girl
says
has feelings for another guy still.
For her ex.
Oh,
for her
shit.
Ex.
Say less.
But she,
you
she,
know
she,
what? You, should, you know what you should
so,
do? You tell her she's
so,
a whore.
So, I will say something. That could necessarily be a lie and just a cover up. Like, oh, I've still got feelings for my ex. But she could just be not wanting. She could just be.
Oh, shit. Like, if she ends up having a boyfriend, then. Say less.
There you go.
If he ends up having a boyfriend,
so she could be saying that.
Say less.
She could be saying that to you, mate, because she just doesn't want to meet you. As pretty as that sounds, that could generally be the case. But then she generally might do have feelings for her ex. If so, that's not something you want to rush into
I feel like if she has feelings for her ex, that's one thing that she needs to get over before
she moves on to someone else.
Kind of not necessarily like moving on to someone else before she ends up leading someone else on.
Of course.
For example, she could, if she has feelings for her ex, she could end up leading you on and thinking like you have a chance with her when she actually is so obsessed with her
ex. You've done nothing wrong, my friend.
So exactly, I feel like you in the middle, obviously you're stuck between your ex and the newer guy.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you should, in general, if your ex hasn't actually made you happy, which I've had before, like my ex hasn't made me happy, like I've always wanted to be with someone who actually makes me happy or I make myself happy. You should always make sure that your ex or your future self coming out of that relationship makes you happy. For example, like Lewis or like Cam or something. Like, you should always make sure that that actual person is making you happy and like yourself is making you happy. Because
I agree.
I wouldn't
want to
be
agree.
With myself. Like, even if it's just me, myself, like filming my normal videos and I was just recording myself, if I knew that during those recordings that I was depressed, I wouldn't want to post it to the public.
100%.
I'd hate it. So I think you need to make sure yourself, before you post videos for anybody else, even before you film like a 20-minute like ASMR for Jack Mate's friend or et cetera, et cetera, you need to make sure... You need to make sure that you're happy with yourself before you film videos for anybody else. Like, you need to make sure that you're happy with yourself, like filming videos for your separate channel, your personal channel, than you are for like filming videos for like someone else's channel and stuff like that. So I think that's one thing that's important.
That was really good, Lauren. Very good. Very good. Very good.
Watching her just go off, Cam feels like it looks like he has something he really wants to say. You don't want to say anything, Cam?
Anyway, like,
you got nothing to say about that.
I don't want to make anybody who's kind of like starting YouTube and stuff like that feel like themselves, like they don't have enough confidence to start it. Because I think everyone should have enough science, like confidence to be start, to be able to start their own channel. Do you know what I mean?
I completely agree.
Like, for example, if someone's with like a smash or pass and they want to like smash everyone except you,
Lauren,
guys,
I just want to ask how we've managed to get onto YouTube and smash and pass.
The person was saying that they don't know whether to keep talking to a girl or not, and you've been talking like, about YouTube.
You should do YouTube, but don't have to do what your manager tells you if you want to talk about Jackmate.
I feel like there's a lot of trauma going on here. Behind
internal anguish.
I think we're finished now. The audio.
Yes, for our audio listeners.
For our audio listeners, yous have bigger willies than the video listeners. So welcome
the
to
listeners.
The listeners. So welcome to the BDA club.
Why are you laughing, Charlie?
And thank you for coming to the podcast. And be sure, if you are only listening to this on Spotify, be sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel and turn on notifications as well, because it's more visually appealing. You can see our facial expressions as we record the podcast. So yeah. Anyways, thanks for watching. Anyone got any last messages? No?
Fuck off.
Big bitch.
Stop that.
He's an angry
Charlie,
boy.
Charlie, I'm trying to make it.
My name's
Lewis. Why is everyone called Charlie in this podcast, by the way?
I'm Lewis. I'm not Cam.
Charlie. And
Lewis, you need to make it as professional for Lewis. Stop.
Okay. That's Cam.
I'm not fucking Lewis, man.
Lewis, yeah, you are. All
right. So, okay.
So guys, we're gonna wrap it up here. Thank you for watching, and we'll see you next week.
Bye bye. Lots of love. Bye.
Love yous. Bye bye.